I'd just like to read a few scriptures following on from what our brother Ernie has said, and I'm sure the scriptures will speak for themselves in relation to the three things that Ernie has been bringing out about the body and the eye and the mind. Right, turn to Luke chapter 4. It's keeping in mind the verse in Genesis 3 about the desire and the thing that was pleasant to the eye and good for food, the three things. I'd like to read verse 21 of chapter 3 first. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape, like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. I'm going to chapter 4. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went the fame of him throughout all the regions round about. Further, I'd like to read in John's epistle. First Epistle, chapter 2, and verse 14. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And lastly, in the Epistle to the Galatians, chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. And in chapter 5 verse 24 is the one I'm thinking about, but I'd like to read from verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And lastly, in chapter 6 and verse 14. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. I'd just like to, the verses I've read, you've probably got the connection. The first verse about the Holy Ghost, there you might ask, why was the Lord Jesus Christ baptized? Well, it was the baptism of repentance, John, and he would identify himself with the people, so he took upon himself this baptism. In grace, the Lord of glory stooping down to mankind. And we see in chapter 4, being filled with the Holy Ghost, after the Father had said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. The devil, seeing in the Lord he had hungered, he decided, here is possibly the opportunity. Take him out of the place of service, and he tempts him as the Son of God. there with bread, a tucken maybe as we are seeing the body. Yet the Lord could say, it is written. Just to say that the answer to all the attacks that Satan would provoke from the beginning are answered by the word of God. The body now in the second temptation may be, we could liken it to the eye. The devil taking him up into a high mountain showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Showed him, given him a view, asked him to direct his eye to the kingdoms of this world, which were his own in reality, but were displayed in a moment of time. Not taking eternity to display, but a moment of time. There we see the eye attacked in the Lord. And maybe we could see partly in the mind in the last, when he was brought to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. So we can see in the three temptations, possibly, the body, the eye, and the mind being attacked, but the answer being, it is written, it is written. But in the third one, it is said, and Jesus answering said unto him, it is said. There is a difference from a saying to what has been written. That which is said involves the mind of the one who said it. The God of old, the God who gave these statutes, had said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the devil, having left him, Jesus went in the power of the Spirit. The John's epistle, not now the Lord being tempted, we see the young man being tempted. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, that is the body, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the mind, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world which was shown in a moment of time, passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And just to briefly touch the Galatian references, we have in chapter 2, not now the Lord, not now the young man, with the man here who experimentally had met Satan in his trials, he had come to a state of reality, maybe about his baptism as well, because crucifixion is a similar thought of death and putting out of sight. He can say, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Here's a man living by faith, by the faith of the Son of God. Faith removes sight from our visions, taking his eye off now the temptations being lost, as it were, from his sight, we see now the eye of faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He was the one who gave himself. Commandments left behind now. No system could satisfy the heart of God. He gave himself freely for me. And last, secondly, that would be the I, chapter 5, speaking about the spirit of love and those fruits of the spirit. He comes to this now, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. This is now the body now, not the I in faith. It's now I, the crucified fiction of the flesh with the affections and the lusts. And the living in the spirit, bringing into that spirit as the Lord had been filled with the spirit. He says, if we live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit. If it's put as an argument, then it is a possibility. If we live in the spirit, maybe we can exercise our hearts as to the answer. Do we live in the spirit? Do we walk in the spirit? Are we, in our measure, filled with the spirit? If so, then the features of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, will be seen in our lives. So the crucifixion of, and the eye, with respect to the eye, respect to the body, and now we get the mind. In chapter 6, verse 14, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. What, maybe we can ask, what is our glory? Where are our motives? Is the glory in what we own, in what we have? Maybe not sharing as we should with the brethren. Love, he that loveth his brother will give. He that loveth is born of God. He that loveth God dwelleth in him, and he in God. We pray that these things, that God forbid that I should glory, save in that blessed cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 Have I an object, Lord, the Lord, which would divide my heart from thee, which would divert this evil flow in answer to thy constancy, which takes me quickly to return and cause my heart afresh to burn? Be thou the object, bright and fair, to fill and satisfy the heart, my hope to meet thee in the air and never more from thee to part, that I may undistracted be, to follow, serve, and wait for thee. 364.